From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Dana Cronin, in for Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 9th. Coming up, we'll hear from a Vermilion County health official about why COVID-19 vaccination rates are lagging there. But first, these headlines. Repeal of parental involvement in abortion laws was proposed in three states this legislative season, and advocates viewed Illinois as most likely to give approval. But it didn't happen. That's according to a state policy expert on abortion issues. Maureen McKinney has more.
Elizabeth Nash is with the Reproductive Health Research and Advocacy Organization, the Guttmacher Institute. She says while many states adopted more restrictive abortion-related laws, Illinois, along with Arizona and Texas, considered action to repeal parental notification and or consent law.
What we've seen in 2021 are mainly efforts in state legislatures to restrict or ban abortion.
Sponsors wishing for repeal of parental notification in Illinois say they will keep trying. Illinois' parental notice law has been in force since 2013. It requires teens to tell an adult relative or get a judge's approval to terminate a pregnancy. I'm Maureen McKinney.
Illinois drivers who tow items using a utility trailer will be able to pay considerably less for their trailer plates. In the waning days of their legislative session, Illinois lawmakers approved a proposal to reduce the plate fee from $118 to $36 after it became a hot-button issue on social media. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, including Democratic State Representative Sue Scheer of Decatur, claim the dramatic price increase made 2 years ago probably had an adverse effect.
I know people who quit using their trailers. I know people who would just take a risk and drive it without a plate. We were probably losing money instead of making money.
Lawmakers say other price changes made in the proposal, including a $5 motor vehicle title fee increase, will offset any losses in revenue. The Danville Veterans Affairs Office is undergoing a major employee recruitment effort to hire everything from housekeepers to physicians. Illinois Newsroom student journalist Farah Anderson has more.
Danville's Ileana healthcare system has been struggling to find enough staff for years. Tom Hosfeld, the head of human relations, says the cause of the shortage is simple. Promotion is common at the department, and many employees work their way up the ladder and leave vacancies behind. He also says there's often just more jobs than people.
We're hiring people, we're hiring the right people, then we're growing the right people, which is causing us to have to hire more people. So it's not a bad problem.
However, he says this isn't just a problem in Illinois. 96% of veteran facilities throughout the U.S. reported a staffing shortage in 2019. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Interested candidates can find job postings online at usajobs.gov. Champaign County reported its 152nd COVID-19-related death yesterday. Local health authorities have reported three COVID deaths over the past 2 days. 11 new cases of the coronavirus were reported in Champaign County on Tuesday. 14 county residents are currently hospitalized. Statewide, public health officials reported 365 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, along with 11 additional deaths. The 7-day case positivity rate is now at 1.1%. Nearly 800 Illinois residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Still to come, a conversation with Melissa Rome of the Vermilion County Health Department on why the vaccination rate there is only about half the statewide rate. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Dana Cronin. According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, nearly half of people eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccines in our state and in Champaign County are fully vaccinated. But in Vermilion County, along the Illinois-Indiana border, that rate falls to 29%. Illinois Newsroom's Tanisha Spain talked with Melissa Rome, the Emergency Planning and Response Coordinator in Vermilion County. Rome says misinformation and a lack of resources have contributed to lagging vaccine rates.
You can put out all of the information, and then one article where you may have somebody, you know, who says they're a doctor or, you know, they have a lot of letters behind their name, so they must know what they're talking about. And, you know, if that fits your how you feel, then you're going to go to that one person who thinks like you. And then any of the other information that we give you, even though it's coming from multiple reliable sources, it's not always believed.
Are you happy with the way the information has rolled out from the health department about the clinics? You know, do you feel good that you cast the net far and wide and did everything you could to get people in line to get shots in arms?
You know, most days I think we did a great job. I know in the beginning when we were really rolling out for more of the general public, we did hit a few glitches because the system that we were using through the state went on hold the day we were going to go live. And so, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people were like, well, they don't know what they're doing. But, you know, we opened the phone lines. We had so many people calling that our phone lines actually got shut down. Our website crashed. And so, you know, we had to... This has definitely been a huge learning process for us. But otherwise, I've been really satisfied. You know, people who, you know, we've given every option. So if you want to make an appointment online, you can. If you have, we have also lower income population, or we have a very high senior population in our county. And not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has a smartphone. And so for people like that, they can't just get online and make an appointment. So we had schedulers and who were, you know, able to make calls, but we had so many people calling that it would take a while for us to get to everybody. We're only a fraction of what we used to be. We used to have almost 80 people staffed, and now, you know, fully staffed we're at about like 26 or 27. So, you know, when you don't have all the necessary people, you know, it can cause some issues. But otherwise, I'm really proud with how we've done this. And we have gone every avenue that we can think of to try to get the vaccines out.
Okay. When you see the numbers for the state and then you look at numbers for Vermilion County, just as a public health professional, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
It's very frustrating because our numbers are so much lower. I mean, almost by half of what the state is. And, you know, Vermilion County we always tend to be kind of the opposite of where the state is, and not always in a positive way. And so with the vaccinations, we're headed this way too. You know, you work so hard and you're like, okay, we were, you know, 3 days out at DAC this week, 3 days at the airport, and we saw a ton of people. And then you look at the numbers that, you know, the IDPH posts every day, and we just kind of went up just a teensy amount, and you're like, you know, we gave over 1,000 vaccines like just in a few days, but because a lot of them were not from Vermilion County, and again, it wasn't because they couldn't get access, they just weren't signing up. That's a little disheartening. One thing, though, is that, you know, when we do look at IDPH numbers, one aspect that they don't have right now is federal numbers. So, you know, our numbers are actually a little bit higher. Once you pull in the VA, there's a couple pharmacies that are receiving their vaccinations straight from the feds.
That was Melissa Rome, the Emergency Planning and Response Coordinator in Vermilion County, talking with Illinois Newsroom's Tanisha Spain about vaccination rates there. Rome says the county will be planning a few more special vaccination events later this summer. And finally, in your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 85 degrees. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Derek Cantu, Farah Anderson, and Tanisha Spain. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Dana Cronin, in for Brian Moline today. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.